The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come in, come on in.
Thank you.
Mrs. Houston is here.
Oh, I'll be right down.
It's so nice of you to ask Aunt for tea this afternoon, Mrs. Houston. I'm sorry you had to come pick up your guest, but my car just wouldn't start.
Oh, I didn't mind at all. I had to go out anyhow.
Aunt Effie, will be right down.
Well, I'll just wait here in the hall. You go right ahead. I know you must have things to do. You're having ribs, club, aren't you?
Well, yes, but I have the table set up, and then girls won't be here for another half hour.
I thought perhaps your aunt and I would go for a little drive and then back to my house for tea.
Oh, it sounds lovely. I know Aunt Effie will love it.
This is Golden Oak, isn't it?
I beg you. Oh, the you know what you're talking about.
The hat rack.
Yes.
Well, now they didn't call them hat racks, did they?
No, settles.
Oh,
hall
yes.
Settles.
Uh-huh. The old hall settles. My grandmother had one almost like this, with the elk horns on either side to hang your hat.
Yes.
And then the seat opened up.
Uh-huh.
That's where we put our overshoes when we went to visit to grandmother.
Yes, well, the seat just opens up, too.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, I never knew what happened to grandmother's hall settle. It's about the only thing of hers that I don't have. I can still see it in the entrance to her big front hall.
Well, this really needs a big front hall. Ours is a little too small, really, but actually it was given to
me. Well, I know I shouldn't say this, but any time you want to sell it, I would certainly love to have it.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I couldn't sell it.
I understand. Family heirlooms mean so much, but I am a collector, and sometimes we forget our manners when we want something very badly.
Well, here I am. I'm ready to go.
Oh, fine, Miss Sorensen. Don't forget, if you ever sell, I want it.
Yes.
Fortunately for all humanity, today we tend to understand rather than shun human disorders. Understanding of this kind is cumulative. It fills a reservoir of brotherhood that may someday be a saving force to any of us in sudden trouble. The cerebral palsied used to be shunned, even mocked in darker times, but no more. Today it is known the condition springs from malfunction of the motor centers of the brain. What's more, ready sympathy has spurred millions each year to support the drive for funds to help the palsied. Each May, United Cerebral Palsy asks your support for treatment, education, counsel, social care, and research to aid the cerebral palsy. By giving for this worthy cause, we not only help victims of cerebral palsy, we speed the time when civilization won't be menaced by this serious problem. If you plan to give, simply send your donation to Cerebral Palsy in care of your post office.
Is it really? I lost track of time, I guess. Betsy's over at Susan's, and Effie hasn't come home from Mrs. Houston's, and I had Bridge Club.
Oh, boy, I can see you had Bridge Club. 3 tables. Only 12 women can certainly make a shambles of a room. Look at this plate.
Well, they just left. I haven't picked up yet.
Plates, coffee cups, napkins, overflowing ashtrays.
You can take down the card tables, if you will.
Yeah, better air this place out, too. It looks like a smoke-filled political room.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Yeah. Only a few of the girls smoke.
Yeah, well, they certainly make up for the rest.
Yeah, well... Legs on it.
Here, wait a minute. Let me do it.
No,
let me
no,
do it.
I can...
No,
oh,
let me do it, will you? You don't get anywhere. Just bang.
Why don't they make card tables so the legs always work the same way? Every time we get a new card table, it closes differently.
You don't get anywhere forcing it. You'll just break the leg now, I'm telling you.
All right, you do it. Yeah. You do it, take it. I don't know how it works. Oh, he's a man. Oh, by the way, dear, listen, you know that ridiculous hall settle Aunt Effie gave us for a housewarming present?
What do you mean? Do I know it? I am reminded of that thing every time I walk in. Oh,
thought you told me not to bang the leg like that.
What's the matter with it?
It's supposed to be a little thing you just press down on and the leg folds under.
Huh? What little thing?
Oh, wait a minute. That's the other card table. Maybe this is the one where the leg pulls out and then folds down. Try pulling it.
I tell you this happens every time we use these card tables.
I know.
I don't know why we have.
Well, anyhow, about the whole stove. Listen, my car wouldn't stop today, so Mrs. Houston was nice enough to come over and pick up Aunt Effie. And listen, she was looking at that whole settle, that monstrosity, and said she just loved it.
You're kidding.
No! It's just like when her grandmother had, and it seems she has most of her grandmother's other furniture, but she did not get her whole settle. And, get this here, she said if I ever wanted to sell it, that she wanted to buy it.
She wants to buy it. Did I hear you correctly?
You're coming out to the kitchen. Don't come out empty-handed. Bring some of the cups and saucers and plates.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. Boy, I am most certainly coming out to the kitchen. I want to hear more about
this. That's what she said.
No kidding. She wants to buy that thing?
Yes, she said he brings out one cup.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just grabbed something. Look, never mind the dishes, will you? This is the best news I've had in ages. Getting rid of that awful hat rack.
Well, now, don't be silly.
Well, if she wants to buy it.
Aunt Effie gave it to us when we moved in this new house. It belonged to her grandmother.
Look,
you
we
know
will
that.
Never have another chance to sell it. Now, doesn't matter what we get for it, I'd be willing to give somebody $10 just to haul the thing away.
Have you heard Aunt Effie's feelings like that? Why, she thinks she gave us the nicest present. I know.
But you know yourself, it looks awful in that hall. To begin with, it is too darn big.
And it doesn't go with anything.
Even if it were a real antique, but it's just in that stage where it's too old to be new and too new to be an antique.
It must be at least 75 years old, dear. It's all right. I just hate it. But I wouldn't hurt Aunt Effie's feelings for the world. You know how sentimental she is about family things. And
yeah, I know.
Well, I don't think I really should.
Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Houston brought Aunt Effie home.
Oh, do you think she was keeping her?
Aunt Effie? Yes? Mrs. Houston brought me home, and I want to talk to you. Just go on in the living room, Mrs. Houston.
Didn't she ask Mrs. Houston into that mess in the living room?
I want to talk to you right away.
Oh, I want to talk to Mrs. Houston is waiting.
Waiting for what? What do you mean?
Now, listen. You know that hall settle I gave you?
That's the second time I've been asked here. Certainly I know the hall settle.
Mrs. Houston wants to buy it.
Well, how did you know?
She told me. She said she mentioned it to you. And
Aunt Effie, I did not say that I would sell it. Why, you mustn't think that. Why, you gave it to us, dear, and we both feel, don't we, dear?
Oh, yes,
why
not?
We wouldn't think of selling it.
Certainly not.
Well, don't you need money to go to Europe this summer?
Oh, Aunt Effie, now listen.
Well, if you're going to scare up the money, you're going to have to make sacrifices. And another thing. Well, I don't want to hurt your feelings, because I know how crazy you were about it when I gave it to you. But frankly, I think it's too big for your front hall anyway.
You do?
Yes, I do. I never wanted to say anything because I had it brought over on the truck from home, and it was here.
Well, did you leave Mrs. Houston just sitting in there in the living room?
It's all right. I said I'd talk to you. She didn't want me to. She was embarrassed. She'd never said a word, but I said not at all. And it would just match the chest she has of her grandmother. She was showing me that today. Well?
I don't know what to say, Aunt Effie. I really think
you should let sentiment interfere, dear, with being practical. You'd be selling it to someone who really loves it.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think that's a very important thing. Also, I don't think we should keep Mrs. Houston waiting.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we should ask for?
Well.
Gee, I don't know, Aunt Effie.
I'd ask 75 and pay 50. That's what they do, you know. Ask more than they expect to get.
Is 75?
I don't think we should bargain with Mrs. Houston. That doesn't seem polite. I mean, I think we should just take what she offers.
No. I know she wants it terribly. And I know she won't buy it unless we're very businesslike.
What, do you think she'd want to pay? I mean, even 50?
Well, it's worth a lot more.
Oh, yes, of course it's worth a lot more.
I still don't like, you know, the idea of bargaining with her. Let's just go in and talk to her and sort of sound her out about how much she'd like to pay.
Well, all right. But isn't it wonderful? Even if she only pays 25, it's something towards your trip to Europe.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Only a network could do it. Only the CBS Radio Network does bring you the winning 7 combination of engrossing daytime serial dramas. Only on a station affiliated with CBS Radio can you hear the romance of Helen Trent. The comedy of our own award-winning Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce as the couple next door. The thrilling dramas of Whispering Streets, the warm-hearted neighborliness of Ma Perkins, the award-winning performances of young Dr. Malone, the light-hearted and always stimulating stories of the second Mrs. Burton, the provocative human problems of Right to Happiness. Every Monday through Friday, millions keep in tune with CBS Radio's Winning Seven, the only combination of its kind in radio today, continuing the great tradition for daytime listening that has maintained CBS Radio's leadership on the air throughout the broadcast day. Helen Trent, The Couple Next Door, Whispering Streets, Ma Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, The Second Mrs. Burton, and Right to Happiness. Enjoy them each weekday at this address.
Mrs. Houston, you don't need to be embarrassed about wanting to buy that
no.
lovely horse settle because we have all agreed to sell it to you. It's just that
actually, we're the ones who are a little embarrassed about, well, about what it's worth.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I want it terribly. It just matches a chest I have of my grandmother's, so it's worth a great deal to me. However, one cannot allow sentiment to override one's practical side.
That's just what I said a few moments ago.
So, I hope I'm not insulting you by offering $125.
$125?
Dear, I realize how much it means to you. It was in your family.
$150?
I simply can't pay any more without my husband finding it out. Edgar gets so upset when I buy antiques anyway.
Going. It is yours for
$150. Oh, wonderful. Oh, I do indeed thank you.
All right.
I know it's worth much more, and I am so grateful. I'm so excited.
Well,
let's go out the hall and look at it again.
Yes,
well, everybody's happy now, huh? What's the matter with you?
Gee, I didn't realize anybody paid that much for it. You suppose it really is an antique?
Well,
I mean, it is unusual, and people do notice it when they come in the hall. Well, then maybe we'd never appreciate it.
Oh, for the love of my, that isn't typical. We don't want something until somebody else wants it. I never
I
knew it before
we were fired.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Edith Gresham and is produced by Walter Hart.